Dinner with Koala and Bear.
Hello. We're starting our first podcast. It's called Dinner with Koala and Bear. I am Bear, or also known as Brandon.
And I am Koala, also known as Heather.
And we both have almost no experience with making a podcast. I did it for a little bit with a buddy named Johnny. And we did it for a little while, but we both kind of got caught up with other things. And Heather has never done it.
I've never done it before. And something that I like to work on is talking about different areas, maybe things I'm not knowledgeable with as much, or things that I've gone in my day, and being able to ask more questions or elaborate more on that topic.
So kind of the idea for this is we just have some like random communications. We like talk about funny things at dinner. We thought it'd be funny to record it and share it with our friends. So we're just having dinner. We have a carne asada tonight. We bought some pico de gallo. We bought some fresh avocado. And we're just eating it. I have a tortilla. Heather doesn't. And just eating it.
With some red wine. And I don't know how many of you out there do this, but Brandon and I occasionally will put ice cubes in our red wine, even though it's supposed to be... You're supposed to drink it at room temperature.
Yeah, I mean, ice cubes are so much better. But this week has been an interesting week. So I gave up my Porsche this week. So that was depressing. It was like breaking up with a girlfriend. It was horrible. Turned it in today. I got a good use out of it. I went through a 2.5-year lease. So I was very lucky to have that experience. And then...
Wait. Back up. You breaking up with a girlfriend with a Porsche. Usually when you break up with a girlfriend, you want to break up. In this case, you didn't want to give in your Porsche. So explain.
Well, that's true. It's true. It's like she broke up with me.
All right. That makes a little bit more sense. And you wanted the relationship to continue.
Yeah. At first, she was just going to be like a... She knew what she was. Like, it was only going to be like... I don't know. Short term, you know? Like, not like long-term thing. No marriage material. And I got attached. It's pretty hard. But anyway, today was the day I turned it in. I just walked in and gave up my keys.
You were there for maybe, what, 18 minutes?
Yeah, it was like nothing. I expected returning a lease to take like hours. Like they would have to do an inspection and I'd be sitting there. So I'd brought in my like laptop and...
And on top of all that, last night we spent a good half an hour cleaning out the car and I happened to take out his registration, which I had no idea.
By the way, if you're thinking like, oh, only a half hour, it's because there's almost no room in a car like that. It's a 2-seater car and you're sitting in that and you can... only sit in that. You can't recline because the engine is in back of you. You can't really get comfortable. So it's totally an impractical car. Definitely a lot of fun with that. Definitely used it to pick up Heather. That was pretty cool.
No. I had no idea that you drove a Porsche.
Yeah, so the story behind that. We were at a wedding, and she, somehow we'd get on the topic of my car. Here's how I remember it.
Evan.
No. I told you, oh yeah, I'm like such a perfect person, I even drive a Prius. I'm like eco-friendly. And you're like, whatever, who cares? And then my buddy Evan, who's like my big bro from back in my fraternity days, was like, No, he drives a Porsche. And Heather goes, no, he doesn't. Yeah, right. And I just didn't tell her or correct her or anything. So we're talking on the phone one day. This is before we're dating. We took like 2 weeks to even get around to go on our first date. And when we're talking about it, I mentioned, you're like the perfect girl. And by the way, she totally is. Like, she's like, she meets all my qualifications. And anyway, we're talking on the phone and I end the call saying, you're like the perfect girl, if you were into cars, you would be just that much more perfect. And she goes, well, I'm not that into cars, but I like the way the engine roars. And so I hope you like the way my Prius engine roars. And she laughed, thought it was funny. And I ended up picking her up in the Porsche, which was really fun. At least for me, it was good on the ego. But it turns out she didn't really even care at all. This isn't like a big deal at all.
Which makes me more of a keeper.
Yeah, it totally does. Because now that I have to give it up, I still have a girlfriend.
And a car by no shape or form identifies you at all. Because the reason you got in that car was because of all of your efforts to begin with.
That's true.
But while we're on the topic about the car, would you like to share with them the story about your license plate?
Okay.
So Brand's gone through 2 personalized license plates since we've dated.
Okay, so originally, I had my name as a license plate. It said Brodsky. I originally got this when I was driving a Saturn Ion, then my Mazda.
Which, by the way, the Saturn Ion was electric blue.
Oh, no, it was the coolest blue. It was amazing. Like, for some reason, Heather and also Johnny make fun of me for this all the time. They used to have this blue car. It was the coolest blue. I mean, everyone thought it was amazing.
Absolutely not. Just picture your typical nerd in middle school and high school driving this 2-door blue Ion.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Like, everyone loved it.
Nerd alert.
I mean, it was no Porsche, but, like, it was an amazing car. I had so much fun. So I ended up getting that, and by the time I got my Porsche, I transferred over the Brodsky license plate, and it was kind of like a goal of mine when I got the Brodsky license plates. Oh, I can't wait till this is on, like, a Ferrari, Lamborghini, whatever. Because that'd be so cool. But when it's actually on like a nice car, you feel like you're showing off too much, and it's not as cool as it sounds. So I ended up getting a different one, and I wanted to go through the direction of, well, how did I get this car? So I went with Web Dever. So it's Web, and then Dev, and then R. I thought that was pretty cute. So that's what it currently is. Or was until today.
Speaking of which, did you get those plates back?
No. Well, I had one that I kept here because I never got a front license plate.
And they have the other one?
Yeah. I just didn't take it off. It's like, whatever. I was going to take it off, but then I figured, why do I need 2 license plates to remember my old one? Doesn't really matter at all.
Well, if you end up getting a car in the future and you want to use that same one, you'd have to put it in the front and back.
Yeah. I'm not worried. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a big deal. So right now, Heather kind of mentioned it. What am I doing for a car? I'm actually going to Uber. That's the next thing. So I go from having like a luxury car to no car. And it's because you have to go? So Heather has to go to the bathroom, which makes a lot of sense because she's always going to the bathroom. And every like 20 minutes, she has to go. So of course, right in the middle of doing a podcast, our first podcast, she has to go. So we're going to pause this. Okay, we're back, and Heather is back from the bathroom. As you rudely interrupted it, we're doing our first podcast ever. 9 minutes in, she goes, I gotta go to the bathroom. gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, my bladder's probably the size of a freckle, if that.
Yeah, she's pretty horrible.
It's a huge inconvenience. Especially in the middle of the night. I swear our neighbors downstairs wake up many times throughout the night just hearing
my footsteps. Oh, yeah. This is actually a thing today. I ran into my downstairs neighbor, and he's like, And by the way, you have a problem. And I was like, oh, what? What is it? By the way, to frame this, he's a Russian guy. Very thick accent. Super nice guy, but like, you know that, like, the Russian accent where you're like, you don't want to mess with the guy? Like, oh, you think this bad neighborhood? That kind of Russian? Like, this is that guy. Super sweet guy. He's like a, he's actually a programmer as well. But his wife is, her hearing is very sensitive. So our bed squeaks like a little bit. But when he comes up to me, he goes, oh, the bed is squeaking a lot. And I'm thinking, well, it's probably from those like romantic evenings. And so it's always kind of an awkward conversation when he's telling me this. And seeing him coming over, we took about my whole bed. Heather gets mad at me for this later because she's like, oh, the bed's a mess, it's a mess. Like, the sheets aren't there. And it just drives her crazy. But we... It ends up being, like, a part of the bed is... Like, it's broken, but it's a place where like, it's covered by sheets, so we would never notice. And the squeaking doesn't really bother us. It only bothers our downstairs neighbor for some reason because she's very sensitive.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think we hear the squeaking.
I mean, we hear it because she told me what it was. But it's so minor. It's like a... it's so minuscule that we just don't... It doesn't bother us. And it doesn't bother him, actually. He says it... He doesn't even hear it.
It's, have you ever tried using earplugs?
I don't know. It's bizarre.
I'm thinking come Christmas this year, we can just be courteous.
And buy your earplugs? I almost feel like it's like offensive, right?
To who? To her or to us?
I mean, like, I know we're trying to help, but, like, earplugs, I feel like, hey, you have to wear earplugs because we're not going to fix our bed.
It's more of a gesture. We're going to try our best, but I don't think it's guaranteed.
It was a problem a long time ago, actually before I even met Heather. I tried to fix it. I did everything I could, but, I mean, what are you going to do? And, like, it doesn't bother me. So I did everything I could, and I thought it was resolved. But I guess it wasn't, finding out today. So, and I had to contact, like, Ashley Furniture is where I got the bed, and seeing if they could replace the piece. But
now this is years later, so we'll see about that. But if not, hey, we can go furniture shopping. I'm completely down for that.
Yeah, maybe we just gotta keep it up, keep it down when we're getting down.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that was another part of the day today. Anything going on with you, Heather?
My day was not the most eventful. It was a pretty quiet Friday in the office. I think the most eventful part of the day was coming home to Brandon. I get very excited coming home to the guy. It's always so nice. It's crazy. We are today exactly 20 months into dating, and it feels like month one.
20 months.
20 months, exactly.
It's still like the honeymoon stage for us. That's what we still count it. Like, we're counting like a newborn.
What did we say? That the only the reason why we're out of the honeymoon stage is we are officially 100% comfortable with each other. But as far as everything else, we still get butterflies.
Well, what is the honeymoon stage even? Like, what is it? Like, where does it end? How do you know when you're out of it?
I don't think you're necessarily over out of it. I think there are levels.
Is it when, like, the relationship starts getting, like, hard?
Possibly. But then at the end of the day, then once you've have succeeded or have gotten past that hard point, you then have this new feeling for that person. And then you could say that honeymoon phase or feeling starts all over again. So I think it has its levels.
So maybe we just haven't gotten to the hard stage yet.
No, I think we've gone through some pretty hard things.
No.
I wouldn't say that they are difficult, because I think we have a lot more ahead of us come the future.
I mean, so we've gone through like a move. I think there's a few things that you need to go through with a significant other before you get married. And I think moving with someone is huge, because people get stressed out with that. We did that. And that was super easy.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. We had a great time, which is really abnormal because it wasn't stressful at all.
The one part, if there was any challenges to that move, it happened on Memorial Day weekend last year. was Brandon just thought I had way too many clothes, and he was trying to get me to get rid of
some. Oh, yeah, it was so stupid.
That was the only part.
Oh, okay, so she has, like, 70 cardigans. Like, first off, I don't fully even understand what a cardigan is, like, or the purpose of it, because it's, like, in between a sweater and a, like, really thin vest. It doesn't make any sense to me. But regardless of that, she has 70 of them, and her mom is constantly buying her new cardigans. She's like, oh, this is so cute. I can wear this. And then she goes and she's, like, unpacking all her stuff. She gets to, like, these, like, random little shirts that are, I don't know, they say, like, summer camp of, like, 2000 whatever, or, I don't know, some horrible thing like that. And she's like, oh, it'll be great as, a shirt I can wear around the house. How many shirts do you need to wear around the house?
It's perfect. I'm sure there's a lot of girls right now who might be listening.
I hear this all the time. Girls are always talking about this. I don't get it.
And some of them are sentimental. For example, these shirts might have a connection to the middle school or high school that I went, possibly on the trips I went to through Birthright. So there's some sentimental value there.
Maybe
one day our kids will want to wear them around the
house. So you have 70 sentimental cardigans?
Exactly. I mean, we need it in every color and every style for every outfit. My goal in life is to have something like Clueless, where I just... Actually, you should create this for me, Mr. Developer. I would like a computer program that can mirror all the clothes that I have in my closet.
That's crazy.
And work,
like,
and dresser. And pick out outfits for me every day.
Baby, you don't need that. My strategy is so much better. So what my strategy is I always wear a black shirt. If you look at my wardrobe, I have like 40 or 50 black shirts. And it's the best thing ever.
Until he runs out.
Well, yeah. Sometimes we... let's say I'm going out, I'll change my shirt to another black shirt. So I'll go through a few black shirts sometimes in a day, usually like two shirts in a day. And they're great for everything, because they're great for working out, they're great for meetings, they're great for lounging around, they're great for working. If I want to wash my car, I can do that. I mean,
the black shirt is the best thing. You can even sweat in them and you would never
know. You would never notice, yeah. And then I can change it, and you don't know I changed it. It's great. I can bring it to meetings with me in my briefcase. I mean, it's an all-around great, like, utility of a shirt. So I have, like, 40 of them. Whereas Heather has, like, all these different things. So every morning she's choosing for, like, 10 minutes what to wear. It's a huge waste of time. For me, I already know what I'm going to wear because it's the same thing I wore yesterday and the day before and the day before. It's probably the best thing, like, ever. Totally recommend it. It's actually like Mark Zuckerberg used to do. And he still does. Yeah, but he does it with gray shirts, which I don't think is as practical. But yeah, I mean, everyone has their things. Not everyone's perfect.
This is true. But where were we going with this topic?
Well, first off, doesn't really matter.
Oh, we were talking about, I remember, important things to go through in a relationship or even when
you're dating. Yeah.
So, yes.
So, that was one. That was one.
And that was wonderful and an awesome experience.
I think going through a tragedy is another one.
Right. But we've talked about this before and you can't plan that. But we have gone through some difficult things and knowing how a person can cope based on their personality.
Hmm. No, we went through tragedies. I just lost my Porsche. That's pretty horrible.
It is, but I have to say, as much as I've handled it well, so have you. So, seeing the way you handled this situation was just as important.
Mm-hmm.
As I let Brandon finish chomping on his food, I'll continue. We've also said traveling abroad together is really important. So, last October, we went to England.
Or traveling in general.
Well, I think here's the thing. I agree and disagree. Because you can do a weekend trip somewhere with someone and it's fine. But spending long hours with a time difference, the idea of...
No, like an actual trip. Like traveling like a week.
Right, but even still.
Like when you're traveling like Europe together.
Right, Europe is a great example, I think, for us.
Even Hawaii. Like, even though it's kind of a relaxing kind of thing. When you're going away...
you have to pack, you have to prepare. It could be quote-unquote stressful for people. So it's a good thing to understand how the other person deals with it. And we did that for the first time. We went to London together. London and Manchester in England. See her grandmother and her family. I got to go to England for the first time, so that was pretty cool. I'm going to get some more wine.
You should use the aerator. By the way, aerators with wine make such a difference.
Oh, I know. And they're only like, I don't know, $3 or something. How much was it? Maybe it was a little more than that. This like one 20
was
bucks.
A little more, but no, it was a little cheaper than that, but it seriously makes a world of
difference. Yeah, there's definitely like more expensive aerators, right? So what was number four? We went through tragedies, we went through...
There were only three things that were important to you. And then also, too, most of all important is, I think with the divorce rate in the United States being so high and knowing what happens...
I'm going to get some ice.
It has a lot to do with people not seeing eye to eye or agreeing with each other's financial situation. And I think from day one, Brian and I have been very open and clear with each other with not only our personal finances, but how we see things in the future. And so that's been a huge perk, a huge benefit. Actually, speaking of which, my company offers a 401k, and I knew about it, but didn't really want to act much on it because I thought it would hurt my check every other week.
Oh, yeah, it does, right? But, like, you're throwing away money by not using it. Because basically what her company does is they don't match it. They do a 50% match, right?
Correct.
So what I told her is, okay, you're throwing away money. You can contribute a portion of this. It's only going to be, I think it's 6% of the salary. So usually companies are like 5, 6% if they're getting benefits. I've never had that luxury personally, but if you do and you're not using that, not taking advantage of it, yeah, you're going to take in more money now, but you could cash that out if you really needed the money. And even with a tax penalty, you're making more money because of that 50% that they're matching whatever you give. So you put in $100, you're actually taking in another 50 on top of your salary. So you're looking at a 3% gain on your salary a year, and that adds up to a good amount of money.
It is. It's actually pretty fun to watch my bank account every month and see that dollar amount grow without me doing anything. But yeah, so going back to our conversation about going through certain things as a couple to help you figure out if that person is right for you, we definitely have gone through a lot of things, and I think both of us have handled them very well.
Mm-hmm. What else is important?
Important to what?
Well, before you get married and want to have a family and blah,
living
blah.
Together, actually, too.
Living together, that was another thing, yeah. And we've done that for the last year.
I've done that for the last year, no joke. I have a funny story about this. We've lived together for about a year, but we've been inseparable pretty much from, I don't know, day 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my best friend Sarah, when I first started dating Brandon, knew how frequently we were seeing each other and spending, you know, every weekend together. And she told me, or tried to advise me, to take a step back and to, you know, allow some space and not see each other as much because he or whatever might get, you know, bored of me, or the excitement will phase, or whatever it could be. And honestly, that advice, A, I did not take, and B, quite frankly, worked, you know, the complete opposite for us, because the more time we spent together, the more serious we got and the more our feelings developed. And it's all around been a great experience. I think if you meet the right person and they're right for you, none of those rules really matter.
I mean, it's hard to believe that I wouldn't be the right person for, like, everyone. So it makes sense.
I mean, same for me.
So actually, just to kind of expand on how right of a person Heather is, when I had broken up with my previous girlfriend, there were a lot of things I liked about her and a lot of things I didn't like. And it was very important for me that my next relationship was the the perfect girl for me. And I happen to have, like, almost every first date was, like, good for me. Like, I would clash well with different girls. At least I thought it was. It turned out that Heather didn't think our first date was very good. But that's a whole other story. But in this, that, because kind of first dates went pretty well on the most part, I wanted to make sure that I had already decided what I wanted before going into it. So I made this checklist. And it was a very systematic thing. It was divided into categories, things like what I want the person to be interested in, what their family life is like, what their culture is like, what are their hobbies, whatever. And there were 80 items. And some things were very simple. Some things were, in a sense, superficial. Like, I want them to be, like, better looking than me. Some things were pretty, like, broad. But overall, they were all important to me. So about, I don't know what, let's say the fifth date, out of the 80 items, I think 75 of them were checked off. And the ones that were remaining were things that were just impossible.
Out of your control. I remember one of them being, my friends like her.
Yeah, that was like the one I was thinking. Like, my friends would like her and I just wouldn't know. Another one would be how they react doing certain things, but you don't know. So one would be, I want them to love me. But five, like, dates in, you don't really know if they love you or not, and you're not really saying that. Yet it's too early to tell, so.
However, Brandon fell for me quite fast.
Yeah, yeah, we actually, so I said I love you first. This was, we're lying in bed in, at your old place.
Yeah, in Tarzana.
In Tarzana.
In the hood.
Yeah, this is definitely the hood. Which, it was funny, we currently live in the same place that I live. She moved into my place. Which is a nice area in, like, Encino, and she only lived maybe 5 minutes away. Like, it was almost in walking distance, and I was like afraid to park in her street, and she it was like on the other side of the freeway, so it turned out it was like Section 8 housing.
And there was a shooting.
Yeah, there was a murder, literally a murder that happened in her complex.
Yes.
While she was living there, and the cops came all around. This is before we were dating. But yeah, it was.
So yeah, we were laying in bed, in the hood.
Yeah, and it was actually before we ever, like, had sex, which was kind of cool.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Oh. Yeah, we're allowed to say that word.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my first podcast. Not too sure.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, you can cuss on podcasts. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Apple will give you, like, a rating. You can rate yourself, and then it's basically what you want. So, do we want, like, kids to be listening to us? I think it's fine, but we didn't get romantic and before, so I really fell in love with her for who she was, not for what she could do.
And then when you found out what I could do, you know, that really turned up.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe I was just really disappointed. Yeah, no, that's always great. it's embarrassing.
But he said it first, and I held back. I didn't really, I thought I was feeling it. But I didn't really, say anything to how long, babe?
I want to say it was another week or so. I don't remember.
Felt much longer.
Well, because she said, like, I'm not ready to say it back, and I was like, it's cool. I already know how you feel. So, something
this
like really...
guy, I can tell you right now, reads me like a book. I think he knows myself, or he knows me better than I know myself.
So, a little background on that. I grew up with I totally spilled the wine. Sorry about that. I'm, like, doing what Heather usually does. Yeah, I grew up with a lot of women around me from a very, very young age. And there were like these three very close friends of mine, and they were all girls. So I grew up with them. I went to their birthdays, had sleepovers with them when I was like 4 years old. And I really learned a lot about women. Even though I was an only child, I really related well with them. And growing up, I was kind of like in the friend zone with girls. It would be horrible. But then during college, they kind of changed. They became kind of the opposite, where I stopped hanging out with girls as much. I would hang out with more guys. And then kind of when I started really more dating girls, I didn't want to be it's harder to be friends with as many girls because, I don't know, they get jealous and it's just not appropriate and blah, blah, blah. Also, the friends I had from childhood, we all went to different places. One that went to San Diego, another went to like Oregon, and then another stayed here, but we're all just doing different things in life. So I kind of lose touch with those childhood friends, but try to
make time. We all did reunite the other weekend because one of these friends got engaged, and that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a great time with that.
We had a lot of fun.
Got to introduce them to Heather.
Really nice group of girls.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. By the way, this like carne asada from Sprouts is amazing. Like, a lot of sauce. Definitely a lot of sauce, which Heather is like,
Brandon loves.
I guess, is against it, but totally good. I mean, I actually think this is like restaurant quality stuff. And super easy to make.
Maybe I wouldn't go that far.
You don't think so? No? You don't like it?
No, I wouldn't say it's restaurant quality, but it's great quality for our money.
Oh, I think it's great. This is amazing.
So you have to remember, Brandon, first of all, he admitted this the other day. So I don't know if I should take, how much I should take his compliments seriously when it comes to meal prepping and eating. But he said that his taste isn't the best.
Well, okay, so this is more of a theory. Because how do you know what your taste is compared to someone else's? You have no idea. But I like almost every food. And what I've heard about is, like, just research and whatever. People that are called, like, super tasters are super, super picky eaters. They don't like a lot of things because they're very sensitive. And I'm complete opposite. I'll eat almost anything in front of me. There's, like, three things I won't eat. I don't like chicken liver. Oh, I hate liver.
Oh, see, that's one thing I love. My mother makes it delicious. It's
the worst thing in the world.
Brandon has tried it, so I will give him credit.
Yeah, it's just the worst. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get how anyone would like that. It's horrible.
What are the other two?
I don't like mayonnaise. Although, I'm more open to this now. Like, I've made some homemade mayonnaise before. And you're making from scratch, and it's not like Miracle Whip. It's actually pretty good because you can actually see what's in it, and you can use like high quality oil, and it's a lot better.
And it's not bad for you.
Yeah, it's not bad for you at all. It's all these chemicals that like Miracle Whip and stuff use. It's horrible.
What's the other one?
I forgot. I don't like milk.
No, but that's more by choice. Because you'll have ice cream.
I like ice cream.
But Brandon, for the record, everyone, Brandon is, he's lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I'm a lactard. I don't know if that's politically correct, but, yeah, it's not very, it kind of sucks. I didn't know this for a long time, so I just have stomach problems all the time, and then I realized, because of the cheese. And over the years, I feel like it's just getting worse and worse
and worse. And it's not just because of cheese. There was an evening we had gotten Thai food and his stomach was affected big time. Do you remember that?
But see, Thai food is supposed to be made with like coconut milk.
And we're still trying to figure that out and test that out if the coconut was really what upset your stomach. So I think it was.
I'm thinking they put like regular milk in there too. Because like it doesn't hurt my place at all places that serve that. But I don't know, when you go to restaurants, sometimes I get kind of sick from restaurants, or I don't feel as good. And my theory on this is that they don't really care how the food is prepared. They care about how the food tastes. So you want to come back. And it's not made with the best ingredients. It doesn't really matter. They're not going to make any more money on this. So my theory on this is that they're looking at... They're not going to use like avocado oil or like high quality olive oil. They're going to use like canola oil.
Right, because they're cooking so much throughout the day that it's... You know, more
affordable. Yeah, and does the food actually, can you taste the difference? Can you actually taste the difference between a high quality olive oil versus a low quality olive oil?
Which, by the way, I highly recommend. When you are cooking, definitely use avocado oil. And there's some other alternatives.
There's some like science on this, and at least from like what we researched. When olive oil gets to a certain temperature, it releases some toxin. A toxin could be bad for you, and whereas avocado oil doesn't. So olive oil is really good if you're having it and it's not cooked. So like on a salad, very good. And I prefer it. But if you're cooking at high temperatures, avocado oil doesn't do that.
Exactly. I happened to learn this a couple years ago when I decided to... switch up my lifestyle and become paleo. It was during the time where I signed up for a fitness class. And little did I know, one of the challenges involved was to go paleo. And it was a really great experience for me because I never really had the best... I ate everything. I love food. I just didn't really have the best knowledge of what was good and what wasn't good for you. Brayden's checking.
No, so I was checking the phone to see like how long we've been.
And now I'm thrown off.
And then it just totally threw Heather off. She was just like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh my god, is something wrong? Is something wrong?" But no, nothing's wrong. I was just checking to see how long we've been recording for.
Yeah, I think we've been recording for close to 45 minutes.
Well, so we had 9 minutes previous, and then now we're at like 28 with this.
We're doing well.
It's a pretty solid podcast.
It is. This is typical. I hope you're enjoying our dialogue right now, because every day in the koala bear habitat, something new, something funny. We have a lot of pranks that go on here. We'll make sure to call in or record every time a prank takes place so that we can not only document it for ourselves, but that maybe you can pull that prank on somebody else.
On the next podcast, we should definitely talk about the toilet seat prank I did on you.
I think the autocorrect ones.
Autocorrect ones are great.
I think both will make a great podcast.
I mean, I think by far the toilet seat was the best. What do you think? What was the best one?
I would say the toilet seat is good too, but because the autocorrect got out to certain people who should not have received them, tops it. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
They're just so good. They're so good. So anyway, we'll get to that in the next podcast. Hopefully you enjoy this one, and totally unorganized, totally not professional.
Yeah, we are all over the place, but bear with us. I promise every podcast will get better. We'll become easier to follow.
We have more
entertaining.
We have a zero budget on this. We're not going to pay an engineer to redo this. Totally going to release this out there. By the way, if anyone wants to be our, like...
Sponsor.
Our sponsor, or you want to help us
launch this. Our advocate out there.
Totally reach out to us, and you want to edit some podcasts, you're more than welcome to, but as of right now, we definitely don't want to do that. So, anyway, hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Have a great weekend. Have a great evening. Peace and love.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.